That's incentive for growers to produce more drugs. And the logic of that has produced a tenfold increase in the supply of illicit narcotics since the drug war began over 50 years ago. So it's what I call the stimulus of prohibition.
Alfred McCoy, we're going to have to leave it there, but I'm going to encourage people to read your article and your new book. History professor, University of Wisconsin-Madison's first book, Politics of Heroin, CIA Complicity in the Global Drug Trade. His new book is Cold War on Five Continents. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us.
Forbes Avenue is a production of WRCT Pittsburgh. The opinions expressed are those of the participants and not necessarily those of WRCT, its members, or Carnegie Mellon University. Email questions or comments to pa@wrct.org.
I'm Stephen Post. Welcome to Forbes Avenue on WRCT Pittsburgh. We're about to speak with Poe, and you're about to hear the title track from her album, Haunted.
Pretty please. mad.
I'm Stephen Post. Welcome to Forbes Avenue on WRCT Pittsburgh. October 31st, 2025 marked the 25th anniversary of Poe's album Haunted. And you just heard his title track. The artist who created it is with us now. Poe, welcome, and thank you very much for joining us.
Well, hello, hello, and thank you for having me.
When you were first recording that album,
yes,
you included clips of your father into that album. Can you tell me how that came about?
Essentially, I found a box of cassettes in a storage bin years after my dad had passed away. And on them was my father's voice, and he was speaking at times directly to me, which you can imagine could be very strange. And he was sharing things with me that he hadn't shared with me when he was alive. So it really was kind of like resurrecting this ghost. My dad had always been also quite a strict father, so I was constantly nervous around him. At least for me, when I'm nervous, I don't think that clearly, which means that I was likely to just sort of tell this father what he wanted to hear. So finding this box of cassettes was just this sort of magical moment where I could really have the conversation I felt I needed to have with him that I wasn't able to have when he was alive, and have it musically. It was a way to sort of really validate all the emotions that I wanted to express to him, and it finds a kind of resolution. And it was just a very intense, all-consuming, but also magical experience.
Did you have any troubles weaving his words into your music?
No, because it really started with his voice. It started with listening very carefully to these cassettes and finding all of these reactions in me that were still there, reactions I had to his voice when I was a little girl. And there was this voice and he wasn't there. But the odd thing was there was time for me to process kind of like my side of the story. I also recorded a couple of little girls who kind of play me on the album and interact with him in a child's voice. They're girls of different ages, like a 6-year-old and a 12-year-old. And there's one moment when one of the girls says, I can't hear myself think. And I think a lot of it was having this disembodied voice of my father, who was expressing himself at times also much more vulnerably. I imagine, you know, some of the stuff he sat in a room with a cassette deck, speaking to it with nobody else there, thinking one day his children would listen to it. So it was sometimes I heard a softer side of my dad and could respond to that musically. So it wasn't really a matter of weaving the things in. The songs really came out of this conversation I was having with these cassettes.
When Haunted was originally released, it didn't get much airplay. What did you have to go through to get radio stations to play that work?
So Haunted came out at this juncture when there were a lot of kind of systemic changes in radio. And it was a pretty known thing that the alternative format, which had been the format that I had a lot of airplay on, and alternative was sort of this place where if you didn't fit into another category, you would be on alternative. And it had been sort of a wildly inclusive format. And there was a really dramatic shift where they were not going to play women or bands that were fronted by women on that format anymore. And I was told that if I wanted to have any chance at any airplay, I needed to add a male voice to my single, which at that point was Hey Pretty. As offensive and kind of archaic as that sounds, I didn't have a problem with it because Haunted had another particular frequency that it was connected to, because I had worked with my brother on the book House of Leaves for over a decade, and a lot of the songs were interwoven into, including parts of Hello, actually, into the book. So the link was already there. So I had him do spoken word on a remix and said, okay, well, that feels authentic and organic, and let's see what happens there. And that became a big hit. And then the version without my brother crossed over to some other formats and it worked. And then shortly after that, I was kind of vanished forever. But so yeah, it was a very tricky time and a very dramatic time.
Yeah, I did want to ask about that with the vanishing of, for example, your website there. It disappeared for a while.
Like it's a complicated thing, this sort of product ownership for artists. when you're the product. So if you're going to become a product and you don't own that product, it can go terribly wrong because you're still you. You're still a human. And in my case, I didn't own my work. And what I was allowed to do as a performer was arguably not really up to me. I could sing songs for my friends privately. I could record sort of privately. I could keep a journal. But anytime something would be public, it became complicated, difficult, and honestly quite scary. I'll give you an example. I did a charity show, and the next day I was just buried in cease and desist letters and strange accusations because it popped up somewhere on the internet that I had performed publicly. So it's a very relevant conversation today because I worry about everyone. In fact, we should all be talking a lot about this, is just your own sovereignty over yourself. You can give these rights away so easily on a website under terms and conditions. And, you know, I'm living proof it can be very, very difficult to get those rights back.
Well, now you are able to perform under the name Poe again.
Yay!
And now you are involved in the Alan Wake Games.
Okay, so Alan Wake was a beautiful road that opened for me. As a little bit of a prequel to that, during the time where I sort of couldn't put out music, I continued to make a lot of music and art. But I think I had a really hard time finishing anything because I would have to cross that threshold of turning it into a product. And that felt very complicated and terrifying for me, even after I got my rights back. But there was also a very sincere yearning to find a way to solve those problems, how to make that moment where an artist or a person turns something that's extremely personal, like themselves, into a product. Is there a way to do that more safely? It's funny that gaming, which, you know, especially a game like Alan Wake, which is ultimately like in the horror genre, became the safest place I've ever known as an artist. And that is in part due to a lot to Sam Lake, who is the creator of the Alan Wake games. And he was a massive fan of mine first and had used a lot of Haunted in the first Alan Wake game, and then approached me to get more involved on the second one. You know, I was very cautious at first, and then I got to know Sam, and it was just an entirely new kind of experience. He said there were no creative constraints. He said, make whatever you want. It's going to be perfect because it comes from you, which was very different than the world of, hey, you need to structure your song in this particular way to conform to this algorithm. And to hear a voice out there that could also give me a budget and a world to communicate inside, say, I want you to be absolutely unabashedly yourself, was extraordinary. I made basically these kind of different pieces of music on the theme of this looping road, which was also a song that I had put on the internet that Sam fell in love with years before the game. I made these different sort of versions that play throughout the game. And then at the end, there's this sort of event horizon moment. But it was a magical experience, primarily because Sam is a really amazing leader and storyteller and knows how to get the best out of creatives. And the gaming world also is very different from, you know, the streaming world. In a game, you have a dedicated audience that's very invested in some really brilliant storytelling, and they're listening to a curated list of songs over and over that have a chance of meaning something. So the connectivity of that community has been remarkably healing to me, definitely part of resurrecting me back into, like, I feel like I can exist there in a real way.
Now, Alan Wake 2 also has some downloadable content, usually abbreviated as DLC, the Lake House DLC. And from what I understand, you're much more involved in this.
I have this great synergy with Sam Lake. And when we talk, we sort of finish each other's sentences. And over, you know, about a year after Alan Wake 2 came out, there were conversations about this DLC and a new song and all this other stuff. So about a year later, they released this DLC downloadable content. It means it's just like this additional world that sort of lives in addition to the Alan Wake world. I love this world because it's definitely a kind of entertaining version of the story of most artists, and definitely myself, which is that, It's a dark place called the Lake House where artists are being held hostage and their energies are serving the dark place. And in the game, I am celebrated as the only artist that got out of the dark place. And I did so somehow connected to this song, 60 Breaths, which is a song that plays in the Lake House and a song that I created for the Lake House. So that narrative was very, very satisfying to me.
I haven't played the game yet. It is on my agenda. But what can you tell me about the Siren Society?
The Siren Society is like this portal out of the Lake House. That's how it started. And gamers who were inside of the Lake House, trapped there, and guest passwords were able to exit the Lake House into the real world and were invited to these magical recording sessions where we record sirens. And I can't tell you what sirens are, but they're special. At a recording Siren Society session, what you can expect is it's kind of a performative recording session. So the first one, we flew winners to LA around the Game Awards and they came to the session. And I want to be mindful of making sure that any fans that have sort of stayed with me all this time have access to these events because they're not all gamers, right? And they are like family to me. So some of the people at this event were Poe fans and some were Siren Society winners and some were parts of the gaming community like Sam Lake. Myself and the band played for 4 hours. Daryl Thorpe engineered the recordings and the audience is allowed to just mingle and move in and out of the live room, in and out of the control room, and whatever noise they feel like creating is welcomed in the recordings. And it's a wild experience. The recordings have been mythical to me. Anyway, so if you get the passwords on the windows that open in the Siren Society, you may be able to come to one of these recordings and be part of these sessions. We're going to do another window soon and during the Game Awards this year in December. So you can keep an eye out for that. And the clues, by the way, are no longer inside the game. So you don't have to be a gamer to locate these clues. They're going to be hidden across social media over the next couple months. So if you're interested in that, you can sign up at sirensociety.io and it'll give you instructions.
Is there still a number of shows that are being aimed for?
We plan to do this for as long as I can survive doing it. And the recordings will then be released. So I'm kind of making my album this way.
So we are going to listen to This Road.
Awesome.
Which is off of the Alan Wake 2 soundtrack. What can you tell us about that song?
Well, there was a little 1 minute piece on YouTube years ago, which is about a road that loops forever. We, you know, Sam and I kind of decided together to take that theme because it was perfect for the game and expand upon it for Alan Wake 2. Because the road loops forever, the song kind of is in short form where you might kind of hit a wall in the game and this looping road comes back. The version that you're going to hear is the one that is really designed to sort of take you over this event horizon. I wanted to sort of add like just such gratitude to the band and again, the game for giving us the opportunity to sort of be in a room together and try to do something like this because the song goes off tempo in some pretty remarkable ways. For me as a musician, it was one of the most magical musical experiences of my life because it was done in one take and to be on and off a grid and stay with your bandmates through that entire moment was really magical. I think again, you know, we're all spending so much time on computers, but that the second you put people in a room together and they get to play together, you remember why you started in the first place. So there's some really magical energy caught on this and we are happy. We're very happy that it got recorded properly by Daryl and that we can share it. Most of the players on that recording I've known and played with privately for years. So it paid off that we knew how to listen to each other. And that felt really amazing to have an opportunity to kind of, like I said, get everybody in the same room and kind of have the benefit of years of playing together to try something like that. And it wouldn't have happened again without that game, without Sam, without a company that doesn't want to own music and own people's souls. Gaming is a really great space for musicians, and I hope it continues to be that way.
Thank you, Poe, for agreeing to do this interview with us. We are going to go ahead and play the song This Road from the Alan Wake 2 soundtrack.
Amazing. See you on the other side. I'm getting off this time.
Yeah. falling apart. The light is a poisonous, poisonous dart. Forever seeking out the darkest part. Forever.
Forbes Avenue is a production of WRCT Pittsburgh. The opinions expressed are those of the participants and not necessarily those of WRCT, its members, or Carnegie Mellon University. Email questions or comments to pa@wrct.org.
You're listening to an experiment with time on WRCT Pittsburgh. 88.3 FM over the airways in the city of Pittsburgh. Streaming online to the world up on wrct.org.
Sheep and wolves clothing, you got big important friends, with a twinkle in their eyes, it have found me, I have found you. We have found ourselves in an impossible situation. The volume is too high. The angle is too wide. We have found ourselves in an impossible situation. The doors are locked. Exits blocked. The words are unknown because the speakers are blown. We have found ourselves in an impossible situation. The lights are flashing, the colors are clashing, heads are spinning, and it's just the beginning. Weaving, stumbling through the darkness.
Otherwise, the man, you know, he's doomed. In other words, he's doomed, yeah. Otherwise, the man is, you know, he's doomed. In other words, he's doomed, yeah. Otherwise, the man, you know, he's doomed. In other words, he's doomed, yeah. Otherwise, the man is...
Dalej czekał i gdzież mój kres, żebym był cierpliwy. Was ist meine Kraft, dass ich aufhalten könnte?
Makochi Keahel.
Und welches Ende wartet auf mich, dass ich geduldig sein sollte?
Umakitsi Kiari Hapshi.
Is it not that I have no health in me, and that wisdom is driven quite from me?
Haim ein Ezrati bi?
Hab ich denn keine Hilfe mehr?
V'tushiyani chami meni?
Und gibt es kein Rat mehr für mich?
Będę w utręce mego ducha, skarżyć się w gorzkości mojej duszy.
Bevor I will not refrain my mouth.
Darum will auch ich meinen Munde nicht wehren.
I will speak in the anguish of my spirit.
Ich will reden in der Angst meines Herzens.
I will complain in the bitterness of my soul.
Und will klagen in der Betrübnis meiner Seele.
What is man?
Was ist der Mensch?
Du mir ist vor, that thou shouldest magnify him.
Dass du ihn groß achtest.
So schätzen, that thou shouldest set thy mind upon him.
Und dich um ihn bekümmerst.
I że na niego zważasz?
Okay, I'm going to give this a try. That was Super Grupa Benz Faushive Skromnoshi. How's my Polish sounding? That was the Book of Job. It's the name of the album. From 1985. Litany 1. Wild, amazing, obscure stuff released on, repressed on Huveshta Rituals Records. Before that, a little ditty from Elizabeth Cotton. Mama, nobody's here but the baby. Damon Locks. Before that, listed from his 2025 album, Listed Demands, the track was called Reversed, and opened up tonight's experiment with Defiance Ohio. From their landmark album, The Great Depression, that was Lambs at the Slaughter. This is an experiment with time on WRCT Pittsburgh. WRCT is supported by Speck Brothers Pizza, located at 5107 Penn Avenue in Bloomfield, specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Speck Brothers Pizza offers takeout or delivery for pizza, hoagies, and wings, and more. For more information, email them at speckhelp@gmail.com or visit their website at speckbrothers.com. And if you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Right now, millions of kids up to age 19 are eligible for free or low-cost health insurance through Medicaid and CHIP. Your child could be one of them. In fact, children in a family of four earning up to $80,000 a year may qualify. Income levels vary by state. Regular checkups, immunizations, doctor and dentist visits, hospital care, mental health services, prescriptions, and more are covered. For more information or to enroll today, go to insurekidsnow.gov. That's insurekidsnow.gov. Families affected by disasters urgently need support. You can help the American Red Cross provide help and hope to those when they need it most. Please donate today. Go to redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to help people affected by disasters big and small. Your support is critical. We can't do it without you. Funky, deep, psychedelic, electronic music and that. Couch Dancing with DJ Firefly Wednesday afternoons 3 to 5 p.m. and re-airing 5 a.m. on Mondays on WRCT Pittsburgh. And check out the Lavender Hour, music to make you dye your hair purple, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. And One World Radio Show, a collaborative radio show between WRHU in New York, WRCT in Pittsburgh, and BUSH Radio in Cape Town, South Africa. We discuss both local and global issues from a positive and solutions-based perspective to increase community literacies and global knowledge. Wednesdays, 9 to 10 a.m. And this show is An Experiment with Time. Airs every Saturday night at midnight. Okay, we're going to get into a wild stretch of music here. There's a new recording of Philip Glass's Einstein on the Beach featuring Suzanne Vega on the vocals. Awesome, intense stuff. So we're going to check that out. We're also going to dig into some more Coltrane. Just in that mood, man. Late Coltrane, Leo from Interstellar Space, awesome, wild, free jazz stuff. There's also a new book out featuring Thurston Moore contributing, Now Jazz Now, 100 Essential Free Jazz and Improvisation Recordings, and really great introduction by Thurston Moore in there, but it's a little bit by Mats Gustafson. Jazz music born not to entertain, but to raise questions. We're in challenging times right now. Calls for some challenging music. Let's get into it.
In this court, all men are equal. Heard those words many times before. All men are equal. But what about all women? Are women the equal of men? There are those who tell us that they are. Last week, an auspicious meeting of women was held in Kalamazoo. The meeting was addressed by a very prominent lady who is noted for her modesty. She is so modest that she blindfolds herself when taking a bath. Modesty runs in her family. She has a nephew who is just 10 years of age. Sometimes the nephew says, "I'm going to the Forbidden Name store." The little fellow is too modest to say, "I'm going to the A&P." Well, here is what that modest lady said to the gathering of women in Kalamazoo. "My sisters, the time has come when we must stand up and declare ourselves, for too long have we been trodden under the feet of men. For too long have we been treated as second-class citizens by men who say we are only good for cooking their meals, mending their socks, and raising their babies. You have a boyfriend, and he calls you his queen. Then, when he marries you, he crowns you. These are the kind of men who, when they become romantic, or I should say, when they are in a certain mood, they want to kiss you and kiss you and kiss you again. My sisters, I say to you, put your faces against it. And if the man takes from you without your permission, look him squarely in the face. Roll your eyes at him and say to him, how dare you, you male chauvinist pig? You put that kiss right back where you got it from. My sisters, we are in bondage. And we need to be liberated. Liberation is our cry. Just yesterday, I talked with a woman who is the mother of 15 children. She said, yes, I want to be liberated from the bedroom. And so, my sisters, the time has come when we must let this male chauvinist understand that the hand that changes the diapers is the hand that shall rule the world. Now, my sisters, let us stand and sing our national song for the benefit of you who have not yet memorized the words. Here they are. The woman's day is drawing near. It's written in the stars. The fall of men is very near. Proclaim it from your cars. Sisters, rise, your flags unfurl. Don't be a little girl. Say, down with men, their power must end. Women shall rule the world.
Борбак, борбак, хулиганик. Моя песня, сочиненная мною.
At the same time, including WRCT Pittsburgh.